Hello, my cosmic baddies. How the heck are you? This week ahead is going to be illuminating. Lots of light being shed on something that was in the dark, something that was secret, or maybe just some inspiration. Either way, things are going to start making sense. For better or worse, things are going to start adding up. And I'm going to tell you how to work with all of that and more on this week's Cosmic RX Radio Energy Report. Welcome to Cosmic RX Radio, a podcast that gives you real-life tools of spiritual empowerment and pure hype. I'm your host and intuitive guide, Maddie Murphy. I'll be serving up your weekly energy readings, cosmic boss interviews, and astro inspiration. Are you ready to love yourself more, manifest your dream life, and own your magic? Let's jump in. I'm your host, Maddie Murphy. I am your guide, your messy, mystical human, your cosmic consultant who's just going to walk you through and translate, hopefully in a clear, accessible, easy to understand way, what is happening up there in the luminaries, in the planets, in the stars, how it affects you here on Earth, as above, so below, so that way you can just mind your business, make magic, avoid the bullshit, and live your most authentic, abundant life. So this week, there's literally so much to talk about from the last week that adds up with astrology. I could dedicate an hour-long episode to that. I will not do that for so many reasons, but I am very excited to dig in. If you're new here, welcome. Come on in. The water's warm. If you're an OB, an original baddie, so happy to be having you around, hanging with you. You look great. Your tushy looks amazing today, if I may. And like I said, if you're new here, I'd like to talk about what happened the week prior and how it maps out with astrology. One, because astrology helps me contextualize and understand all of the mad, mad things going on in the world as they're part of a larger pattern and purpose that's unfolding. Speaking of patterns, astrology is the study of patterns. Astrologers and historians should make one of those memes with their shaking hands because they really both get off on studying patterns as a way to understand the future and hopefully avoid repeating major mistakes. There should be more astrologers doing things like in business and public policy, because lawmaking, legislation, it'd be really easy to look at this Mercury retrograde. A lot happened across all fronts. And if you're anyone who's studied astrology, you would know that the Cuban Missile Crisis, remember that? That was during Mercury retrograde. So we can, you know, really learn about things that we should and should not do during Mercury retrograde, aka don't almost launch a missile that we would have deeply regretted. So you can read Astrology in the United States, the National Horoscope of the USA unpacks a lot of really cool astrology as it relates to our nation and its obstacles and opportunities. So anyway, when we look back on cycles and patterns to understand what they're going to mean the next time around and how we can use that for more awareness. Astrology is never good or bad. Astrology isn't a choice maker. It's not like it controls us. It's a choice enhancer. That's a quote from Pamela Gregory. And it's just that it helps us move through life with more awareness. So if you ever see someone, I think some people on my TikTok this week were like, astrology isn't real. Like, we're not controlled by the planets. Like, planets don't care about you and your Instagram. I'm like, I mean, in my world, the planets do care about me because that's the way I choose to live life. But truly, like, they're not controlling us. It's just weather. When it rains, it's not that the rain is controlling us and not letting us leave our house. But yes, do we get wet when we go outside? Absolutely. Do we have to drive slower so we don't hydroplane on the highway? 100%. You know, if you go out in a new suede jacket, is the rain going to mess that up? Of course. Is it good to know? You know, yes, like it's just awareness so you can make better decisions. All right. Just talking, clearing that up a little bit.
So we're going to talk about the astrology of the past week, and then we're going to get into just the moon report. So we know our emotional weather day by day. That's our inner world. And then I like to pick one or two major transits happening for the week ahead. And I only pick one or two because astrology is a lot. There's a lot happening every day, but there's usually one to two defining transits of the week. And I will break that down and how we work with that. If you're someone who actually does want to know the day-to-day and you're ready to get into that life and figure out like, no, I really want to know like day-by-day planning, what should I look out for? What's going on? It's really helpful in planning, especially if you run your own business or you have any kind of control over your schedule and you're making appointments, meetings. If you're going through a big time in your relationships, just if you're just going through a lot, which who is not, it does help. It helps to know like, okay, I have to have a big conversation with my partner. Maybe that's not the best day. Maybe this is a better day to do it. You can go to our website. We have a subscription that's for our like special premium extended energy report. And that gives you every major aspect. You know, okay, Mercury is going to be square Mars that day. The sun's going to be trine Jupiter. You know, what are good days for luck, abundance? What are the auspicious moments? What are the days like, ooh, like sun square Pluto is coming up later this month. That's going to be a little intense. So just know where that may be a day where you want to like step back. I'll give you that one for free. That's October 17th. And it just helps plan things out. But also, if you're like, I'm good with just the one transit a week and the moon, then that's why we're here doing this. So yeah, you can check out, I guess these are my Virgo announcements leading into it. Check out our website, cosmicrx.com. We have that subscription. And that also includes your horoscopes that I write for the month. It includes full moon, new moon, astrology guides, workbooks, rituals. We always include like a retrograde, eclipse season guide, if that's appropriate for the time. It's everything you need to know for the month ahead. And you also get in that your daily affirmations through that subscription. Okay. It's like everything you need. Cosmic baddie. If you're not ready to do like our Cosmic Fit Club or Cosmic Fit Club, the next enrollment isn't going to be till the very end of the year. So if you just want to kind of get involved in this lifestyle, see if you like it, give that a test. And we also have a lower rate subscription that's just for the horoscopes and the daily affirmations. That's my sales pitch. Also, if you're like, just want to support us, I really appreciate that. We try and keep everything very affordable and accessible. But you know, it does take money to run all of this. We've been very lucky, very blessed. We have a lot of people helping us. But you know, we have to pay people and we have to do things that unfortunately we still have to use Muggle money for. So if you have Muggle money and you want to give it to us, we greatly appreciate it. And that is the end of my pitch. My other announcement is thank you so much, as always, for the ratings and reviews. Keep them coming. We are rounding the base on like 90,000 downloads. What? As someone whose Chiron is Gemini in the 12th house and who has major throat chakra issues and has always stuttered and stammered and mumbled and really doubted a lot of my words, the fact that there are 90,000 times that someone has listened to the podcast is both humbling, amazing, a little terrifying. And it's affirming in so many ways. You know, we've just have our new enrollment in the Cosmic Fit Club. So we've gotten to meet all of our new members. And just every time I meet some of you, I'm just blown away. I kind of feel like that kid in school. Like, I can't believe you all want to sit at my lunch table. Like, what? You're like really cool graphic designers. You're working in tech. You're working for like in advocacy groups, you're musicians. And I'm like, you want to hang out with me? Like the weird girl who's like doing rituals with like the moon and like making potions, like sticks and like leaves my backyard and like dripping candle wax all over my room. Like what? So thank you for being here. And again, you know, like I just blatantly asked for your money to support us and our subscriptions. But also like every time you subscribe here, every time you listen to the podcast, every time you share it with the baddie, every time you leave a rating, that is huge. Sharing our post, anything. It just makes us so happy. So thank you for that. Keep that coming. And don't forget, when you leave a rating, you get to enter for your chance to win a one-on-one reading with me, yours truly. So yeah, get in on that. Let's talk about what the heck happened last week. Okay. If astrology isn't real, I know you all are going to say this with me. We can say it in unison. Okay. On the count of three, if astrology isn't real, then why did Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp have a record-breaking outage during Mercury retrograde? OMG. OMGGGGG. That was like mind-blowing for a few reasons. And if any of you like live completely under a rock, I will, I guess, refresh this for you. But there was a lot of things that happened that were very Mercury retrograde, very, and we talked about last week, Libra season. Mercury retrograde in Libra is working with Mars and the Sun, especially to really bring justice to the forefront, trying to seek balance, trying to bring, you know, that equity, more balancing something, bringing something to the table and closing out some sort of loop. Okay. So we had the reveal of the Pandora Papers. Also, Libra rules money and finances. And I'll get into that in a moment. We had the Facebook whistleblower, Frances Haugen, come and reveal herself and really shine a light on some really irrefutable, above reproach evidence, aka she came with receipts on the really harmful, problematic, and illegal behavior that's going on in Facebook. Maybe it's not illegal yet, but it should be. And then, you know, the outage happened the next day. So Mercury retrograde has been so interesting because there's all these planets in Libra that are air, and Libra rules balance, justice, money, relationships, beauty, self-image, a lot of the themes that we saw come up in Facebook. And then we also saw that, you know, Saturn and Jupiter are in the sky in Aquarius. Aquarius rules the internet. Aquarius is connected to future, progress, technology, airwaves, connection, community, connecting across. Someone asked me on TikTok, like, how could Aquarius be connected to the internet if astrology is ancient? And it's a good question. But Aquarius has always been connected to the revolution, the, you know, progressive, future-minded. Whatever is on the forefront in technology is Aquarius. So actually by that measure, and I think some other astrologers agree with me that probably over the next few years, once Aquarius internet finishes their Saturn return in Saturn in Aquarius, that it might get actually demoted, not demoted, but like switched over to being Gemini, because it won't really be on the cutting edge anymore. Gemini rules our communications and our communities and how we teach and learn. And whatever is going to happen, like maybe something else will replace that. That's just my little nerdy astrology hypothesis. But back to what's so interesting about Saturn and Jupiter in Aquarius is that, like I mentioned, it's the Saturn return for the internet. So that also kind of solidifies that the internet is very Aquarian. You know, when it was born, so to speak, Saturn was in Aquarius. And we're going through this moment of, you know, it's a rite of passage. It's emotional adulthood. Your Saturn return is where you also really have to figure out, you know, where you're not in alignment, where you're in integrity, where you have to take radical accountability and responsibility for yourself, and where that can feel a little bit, I don't want to say it's like punishments, but it's being called to task for your actions and your behaviors 1000%. So myself and a lot of other astrologers talked about how during this time, which is basically December 17th, 2020 to March 7th, 2023, the internet is going to be really put under a magnifying glass, you know, inspecting, looking in every crevice. Where do we need more regulation? Where do we need more rules, legislation, things that are just helping us understand that it can't just be like this, you know, wild, wild west. And of course, big tech is going to feel that. And Aquarius is the progressive sign of choosing humanity and the betterment of humanity. And Libra is justice. So we kind of saw under this Facebook whistleblower how Facebook is not doing that. Facebook is really choosing profit over public safety, which is something that a lot of corporations do. Whether that's companies and corporations won't correct themselves if they're making money without being forced to. This is just a tale as old as time. You know, this is why they had to pass legislation to stop child labor in the mines or something. It's like, yeah, like people when they start seeing those dollar signs, they don't care, and they will push that as far as they can. So that's what's happening with Zuckerberg. I know some of the findings also, you know, trigger warning for eating disorders, but some of the findings found that they were purposely targeting, especially young girls who had body dysmorphia, eating disorders. And that, my dear sir, is beyond fucked up. And also all this came out, revealed. Shout out to Frances Haugen. I would love to do your birth chart if anyone knows her. I haven't done her chart officially, but I know by her age, she would be Pluto and Scorpio, like myself. And that generation is here to implode the structures, any shadowy structures in the world, and go through a lot of like big transformation, almost like shadow catalysts or agents of chaos who are here to blow up certain things. So hats off to you. Salute you. And I just love a data scientist. That's what I love about, I mean, so much about this case, but Libra, Aquarius, Mercury and Libra rules air, data, information. It wasn't just, you know, a whistleblower who's going off of emotion or a one-time, you know, situation they saw. Like I was listening to an interview that was saying that this is going to be probably the most explosive case ever in terms of watching a big tech company really be called to task for the way that they harmfully proceeded in their business, because they said that no big tech company will ever track in this way ever again. Like she literally had screenshots of studies in research in which it was proven that they were like knowingly, again, causing harm to young girls and their body image, or knowingly feeding information that was stoking people's anger and divisiveness, even if it wasn't right. And again, Libra ruling relationships, what Facebook has done for our relationships. And that was the motivating factor behind Frances Haugen, behind her doing this, was that she had lost someone in her life who went off into like the Facebook deep end, a Facebook extremist, or no, radicalized by Facebook was the term that was used, which is just wild, because I was in college when Facebook came out. My school was one of the first schools to like beta test Facebook. Whenever you put up a photo, you like connected with people, it was just like a chatting app, kind of like you could poke people. And so if you told me, like that girl who was like, bloop, 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 okay, here's this like silly blue and white website where like I put up a profile picture of myself and just like find people I know are here to add them. And the most salacious thing that happens is like, oh my God, someone pokes you, which is already kind of weird. We should have known red flag with Mark Zuckerberg then. If you would tell me that now there is, you know, a term that's radicalized by Facebook and that app, and that there was an attempted insurrection that Facebook knows they could have prevented and that they chose not to. The fact that after the election, they decided to disband the whole like civic integrity part of Facebook. So they're like, the threat is over. And then the insurrection happened promptly after. I'm like, what? This is all from this like silly, what was supposed to be just a social app, but now it's become sort of a beast, you know, in terms of what they've done, how they've mined our personal data, how they knowingly feed you information that they know you're going to have an emotional reaction to, and having to create content that keeps you coming back, that keeps you feeding you like a freaking drug dealer. I haven't been on Facebook in a long time. I know Instagram is equally as addicting, but Facebook is like weird. I never subscribe to their emails, but like when I don't go on in a long time, it'll send me an email about something like a cause or something that I know is going to rile me up, or that someone's checking on someone who's like my ex-boyfriend from college. And I'm like, ooh, yeah, they are just like that. Ooh, like some kind of dealer. Like, ooh, didn't you miss out? You want this? Come on back. Like, I got you. I got exactly what you need. And it's very messed up, very harmful. And then on top of that, we saw with the outage, this Mercury retrograde really is revealing and showing to us too that like, you know, AOC, who's a Libra, came on and did a live, was like, hey, everyone, this is what we were talking about. See how Facebook basically owns the internet? Facebook has created its own servers to feed itself. And Facebook has bought up all of its competition, which Elizabeth Warren pointed out years ago is like not what's supposed to happen. Facebook started in 2018, got in trouble for mining personal data. guess what? Mercury was retrograde when that happened in Aries, which is all about personal data, personal self. And you got in trouble for weaponizing data. Very Aries. People were trying to say, like, this is scary to have one company having all of this access to our data. And then they started buying up competition, you know, Instagram, WhatsApp. And I think a lot of us saw this week that that is tremendously terrifying, that if Facebook servers went down, just Facebook, that'd be one thing. I know a lot of us run businesses through Instagram. A lot of people, especially with international family, use WhatsApp as their main mode of contact. And for 6 hours on Monday, the world went sort of dark. And in some ways, it's probably the best mental health day we've had in a long time. But I know for other people, it was scary, or at the very least, very inconvenient. So my point in all this, wow, I've really gone on. Like I told you, I could do a whole hour. I have more information about this, but I'm going to cut it. I did Google's birth chart and Instagrams and Facebooks. I won't even bring that up. But this revealing, it's so important now, and it's so important to advocate for legislation, especially when we say big tech. Bezos is up there, absolutely. Google, Apple, but I think Facebook is like the fact that Mark Zuckerberg, you know, owns more than 50% stake in that company. It's also like, it's a very unilateral. It's a little scary how one person can just make these big decisions with not a lot of accountability. And other things I want us, I've talked about on Instagram, I've talked about it here, but just finding ways to divest from making, you know, yourself completely reliable, reliant on Facebook and Instagram. Meaning if you have a business, you know, making sure you have a newsletter, some sort of community off of those. I talked about it like 2 years ago, but Instagram and Facebook, they're going to be going through some interesting things over the next few years, and they may not exist anymore. They may not be relevant. And again, like, do you want to build your whole life, your whole livelihood on an app that if someone pulled a plug, or if Mark Zuckerberg, I mean, he does it all the time. He makes updates to algorithms or like clickable links and messes up people's livelihoods. So I say, use it as much as you can as like a billboard, a manifestation cord, meet your people, but then create spaces to exist out of like Zuckerberg Nation. Okay. You know, and this is my shameless plug. Sign up for our newsletters, join our community. We've been working on this for a few years because social media is great as a tool, but it shouldn't be like the universe in which we live on like the Facebook, Instagram. And even us, we do a lot of our community chats through WhatsApp because we had that set up before Facebook bought WhatsApp. And so even like we're working on ways to kind of connect off of that too. So that's my spiel on that. Wow, your girl took up 20 minutes. I'm sorry. I was just so fascinated this week with that happening and the Pandora Papers and like also like the Zodiac Killer identity came out and was revealed. I mean, to me, that's like a little anticlimactic, but still it's this revealing Mercury retrograde going back, revealing things, what's coming up. And also sort of an activation of this Saturn and Aquarius moment of being called to take responsibility, take accountability, especially in the aspect of technology and the internet and Mark Zuckerberg. Sorry, not sorry that you lost $6 billion. Damn. Okay. So, wow, there's so much more. I'm just going to let that go of that being the astrology, if astrology isn't real moment from the last week. There were some other things going on. Maybe I'll do some TikToks or tweets about them. Or I think that was it. That was the headline. Let's talk about, who wants to talk about the moon? Let's talk about the moon report for the coming week, what it means. This is your emotional, your inner world, what's happening. You know, living by the moon helps you understand that your emotional self, your inner self changes every 2.5 days. Yes, like we are not robots. We are not automatons. We are not computers. We are connected to the moon. We have phases and cycles. And just knowing that we're not going to have the same energy every day is huge. This was like life-changing for me, especially I'm a Cancer rising. I am ruled by the moon. Okay, so the day this podcast comes out, Friday, we have the moon in Scorpio for one more day. So this is a time to feel really sensual, to feel like going deep in yourself. You might feel a little angsty, a little moody. That's fine. Explore your emotions. Maybe if you want to watch something that's really sad or read poetry or have a way of healthily expressing that. It's also Friday, Venus Day. What can you do to channel that sensual energy in a way that feels empowering to you? I would look out for, you know, that stinger hitting anyone, that Scorpio stinger. look out for feeling paranoid, for feeling victimized, or for feeling like an extreme lack of trust in people around you. Try to stay open on Moon and Scorpio days. You don't have to interact with the outside world, but at least try and keep your heart open. Then we have fun, Saturday, Sunday, and well into Monday afternoon, we have the moon in Sagittarius. Sag moon days are fun. They're optimistic. They're enthusiastic. Venus just moved into Sagittarius. So this is going to have like Venus and moon and Sag. Do something that helps you like find inspiration, expand your perspective, take a little adventure, do something like see some friends, go to a comedy show. Sagittarius moons love to find like wisdom and warmth and see the best, let the world like show you the best parts of it, like believe in the best, super, super optimistic, and see what makes you feel free. What helps you tap into freedom on those days? Sag moon days, you do want to look out for Sagittarius as the truth teller. So we want to look out for just being overly blunt in a way that's harmful or harsh to people. If you feel that like Sag tongue coming out and you want to tell someone the God's honest truth, first of all, ask them, like someone asks your opinion, be like, do you really want my opinion on this? That'll probably give them a pretty big clue of what you're about to say. But just look out for also like teasing people where it might go too far. And Sag moon days, we can overdo something. So just look out for eating, drinking, consuming alcohol, like drugs, like just shopping. Like Sag moon energy sometimes is like more is more is more is more. So just looking out where, you know, you might want to limit some sort of consumption or consume consciously, I should say, those days. Then Monday night into Tuesday and Wednesday mid-afternoon, we have the moons in Capricorn. Capricorn moon days, this is great for taking responsibility, taking accountability, bringing something in your life into integrity, you know, get some shit done. If you are a boss business person, this is a good day to wheel and deal, to lead, to get organized, and to really take charge, be a leader in your personal life, in your professional life, feel into that. You might feel a little bit less emotional these days. So if someone comes to you and they're emotional, just try to, you know, extend them some empathy and grace, but you can use that detached, more emotionless perspective to maybe offer them some clear advice or a new perspective. And then Capricorn moon days, just be on the lookout for like where you're robbing yourself of joy. Like not everything has to be all about work and profits and productivity. Allow yourself some space to rest, to also know that if you messed up, it's okay. Progress and wholeness over perfection always. And then we have a Wednesday, midday at 4:50 East Coast time, the moon moves into Aquarius and stays there through Thursday. And Aquarius moon days are great days to analyze what's going on in your inner world. Look at yourself. Look at your bigger vision for the year. Are you feeling lit up? Are you having an aha moment of clarity around one of your intentions? Aquarius moon days are great days to do things like tech-based. If you want to do, you know, an Instagram live or test out an app that you're building or go buy new technology, maybe not yet because Mercury is still retrograde. Aquarius moon days are great days to feed your social connections. We are very socially, you know, articulate. We need social connections for our health. So maybe reach out to a friend you haven't seen in a while. If it's safe to meet up with them in person, go do that. And then just looking out for Aquarius moon days, we can be a little too in our heads and like processing and computing too much, overthinking things. So again, it really benefits to talk things out loud or get out of your head and be social. It's that thing of like when you're like really chewing over a problem and it's getting so big in your head, and then you go out for a coffee or a drink with a friend and you laugh and you realize like, oh my God, that thing in my head wasn't as big as I feel better now. My whole energy has shifted. I'm going to recommend that to be your Cosmic RX for those Aquarius moon days. Okay, so let's jump into the planetary planning. Okay, so let's look at the major planetary movements that are going to really affect you for the week ahead. Listen, the theme of this week is going to be like an openness, fresh energy, new directions, things that felt stuck, maybe flowing. You may have some ahas. And I'm going to just kind of give you the high level of why you're going to be feeling that way. One, we had Venus moved into Sagittarius. That happened on the 7th. So this was, I didn't talk about it in last week's podcast because we're talking about the new moon in Libra, but it just happened. And Venus is going to stay there until November 5th. Then we also have, and I'll explain a little bit more about that, what that means in a second, but we have Venus moving out of Scorpio, out of like the underworld, out of the subconscious, out of where things are a little deeper and heavier into Sagittarius. Then we had on the new moon, Pluto has been retrograde since April 27th. Pluto stationed direct, which means it starts to go back into its natural movement, okay? And then we have this week on the 10th, Saturn also goes direct, okay? And Saturn has been retrograde since May 23rd. So when planets go from retrograde to direct, it's like retrograde, we've been reviewing things going inward. So it feels like a frozen in time, we're reviewing, okay, the planetary energy doesn't necessarily, it's not pushing us forward. It's helping us go within in some way. Now, it's like when it goes forward, it's not going to be immediately like a huge push of action, but you're going to feel like a tide shifting. You're going to feel like things are like new things are happening. And it might feel like internally, like motivation, ambition, drive, or it may feel like opportunities from the outside world. And, you know, Mercury is still going to be retrograde through this. But then we also have Sun and Mars Kazemi on October 8th, where we're going to feel like the Sun is going to be completely conjunct Mars, which when planets, the giver of all life, the Sun, is conjunct with Mars, the planet of, you know, ruled by the god of war, we can feel an intense amount of assertiveness. And we just want to look out for where that can also go into aggression. So we want to find a good, healthy outlet for that. Adding to that is we have October 9th, it'll be the halfway point of Mercury retrograde. The Sun will be conjunct Mercury. So we'll have a Mercury Kazemi. And what this really does is it brings like a huge insight to your thinking, communication, and alertness. It can really open up your ideas, you know, things that were blocked in your brain, show you something new, reveal something in your consciousness. It also may make you feel more social. It's a good time to like share ideas, make plans. And because it's, you know, while the Sun is conjoining Mercury when it's retrograde, you might really understand. It's like your highest point of like, oh, okay, I understand what this Mercury retrograde was about. I understand what I had to go back to, what I had to learn. So I would say make room for some ahas, some downloads that day. Keep pen and paper nearby. So these planets are all stationing direct, and then Jupiter will be going direct at the end of Mercury retrograde. So we have all of these planets that have been retrograde since the springtime moving forward. We have these Sun-Mars conjunction, Sun-Mercury conjunction. Kazemi literally means in the heart of. So it's like the Sun is like hugging these planets. And whenever the Sun works with something, it's giving new life. It's giving solar power. It's giving light. It's shedding light on something. So this week, I just want to kind of frame it as being open to new ways, new thoughts, paying attention to those little ahas, those taps on the shoulder from the universe. And then all of this set against Venus being in Sag, you know, Venus is the planet of love, beauty, values, moving into this really optimistic sign. Sag is the adventurer. Sag is the sign that craves expansion and buoyancy and enthusiasm. So we might have been feeling a little emo in our relationships while Venus was in Scorpio. We might have been feeling a little deep going in, looking at like our subconscious, our, you know, some of those little parts of us that are a little bit more hidden from the outside world. Maybe we worked through some shadow, through some wounds, and or maybe we just had a really deep, sexy, sensual time. I don't know. But when Venus enters Sag, we just feel like we want to mix it up a bit. Okay, all this fresh air coming in from the Libra new moon and the Libra stellium. And then, you know, set against all these planets going direct. We're like, okay, we want to do something to bring the passion back, to bring the fun, to bring the fireworks back in. This is a time where like your self-love, your values, your relationships, things are feeling generous, expansive, buoyant. Of course, the downside is we want to look out for, just like I said, for the moon in Sag day, any talks we have to have, especially while Mercury is retrograde, just looking out for where they're being like, we want to be honest, but maybe not like blunt. You want to just know where, again, like on the Mars Kazemi day, the Sun conjunct Mars day, we want to look out for, again, maybe not like having outbursts with that Venus and Sag, just wants to like be free and tell it like it is, especially October 8th. But you might want to be like, actually, let me go blow off some of that steam and then have that conversation or think about what I want to say beforehand, or maybe just wait a day. Okay. But back to the Venus and Sag, how that's going to feel. Your cosmic RX during this time is to really like mix it up, get a change of scenery, learn something new, read something new, figure out what's something that excites you. Okay. Where can you go to find inspiration? And there are options happening. And there's that Pitbull song, like you got options. And it's like, that's what we're feeling right now. Things are opening up to us. Maybe options in relationships, options in dating, options in where we want to go next. Let yourself feel into that and let yourself maybe choose the option you've never tried. If that's like dating, you've always dated a musician, maybe try dating someone who is a scientist. I don't know. But if you're also always plan one way of going home, choose a new route. If you usually spend your weekends doing one thing, choose something different. There's something there for you. Stay curious, stay open. And really like during this Venus and Sag transit, really meditating on freedom for yourself and others. Like, what do you need to feel free, to feel excited, to feel open? And how can you love other people in a way that makes them feel free? How do you love someone in a way that respects them and holds space for them, and where you're reciprocating your love, but you're not like demanding something? You're not expecting someone to fill a void within you. So just noticing in your relationships, if you feel that pull to be like, your responsibility is to make me happy, maybe like, hey, what can I do to make myself feel happy right now? Because then we get to show up for love without any underlying agendas, just truth and freedom and joy. And even when things are sticky, you can work through them in a much clearer way when we're aware of like where we're loving someone in a way that it's actually not making them feel free. And it's not the best gift if you really love someone, loving them in a way that encourages them to be free. And also knowing all this Libra energy and that Venus and Sag too, is that relationships, especially now, we've had a really intense freaking year and a half, 2 years, loving people and loving yourself by offering extra grace and space. Grace and space are so huge right now. Meaning if someone messes up, give them a little grace. You know, just try to give them a little compassion. Same thing goes for yourself. And space. If people need a little bit more quiet time, or they can't say yes to every invitation you're offering them, allow them that space, okay? They'll come back to you. The space is so beautiful. Even for yourself, can you give yourself a little space? Can you take something off of your plate? Can you just take something off of your plate to make room for something new that wants to come up? That's that adventure during Venus and Sag, okay? And, you know, what can you do to make you feel enthusiastic again about life, about your partner, about your loved ones, about time with yourself? And choosing that as your greatest adventure during this time. So I hope all that makes sense. I'm going to talk about it. You know, we want to do this work now because it's going to get tricky. We have these Scorpio Taurus eclipses that are going to come to really shake up our financial markets. I think they're going to be shaking things up to restructure how we distribute wealth in this country, everything from real estate to the stock market, but it's going to be intense. Eclipse seasons are always intense. I'm going to be here telling you how to move through it in an empowered way and to use it for change for your highest good. But then we're going to end out the year with Venus in Capricorn going retrograde and the last Saturn square Uranus. And there's going to be, in addition to all this restructuring of wealth and change, and, you know, hopefully the universe is going to be riding the ships with some of the billionaires out there and all that. But it's also going to be asking us to like recommit to ourselves and our values and really believe in ourselves and trust ourselves. And, you know, that's what the end of the year is really going to bring up for us. So we want to start that work now. We're going to start practicing that, understanding our tools, getting our energy in that space, so that way we can use from the end of October till the end of December as a time for our highest good. Okay. So I'll circle back on all of that, but I just wanted to kind of help you understand the larger astrological landscape that's unfolding. So come find me, tag me in your pics at the Cosmic RX, slide in my DMs at I Am Maddie Murphy. Let me know. I love hearing from you. Your If Astrology Isn't Real moments in your personal life and the news. Slide up on in there. Let me know what's happening and go forward and slay this week and let the world know who you be, that you're a cosmic baddie, sending you so much love. Mwah. Do you love getting your Cosmic RX for the week here and want more? Make sure to sign up for our premium subscription so you can get exclusive access to bonus podcast episodes, all of my astrology info for the month ahead, and live new and full moon calls to help you manifest your dream life with an intentional international community of other cosmic baddies. Sign up through our link in show notes.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about Cosmic RX, head on over to thecosmicrx.com. And if you really love this show, I'd love it if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. I super love hearing from you and reading your reviews. All right, you cosmic baddie, tune in next week. And until then, remember, love yourself fully, work your magic, and take no shit.